When the Avengers Endgame hit the theaters in 2019 and got the massive response in and out of theaters, a lot of people said that that was the end of an era and it would be really difficult to recreate that magic on screen for Marvel Studio. The end of Phase 3 was really difficult for Marvel fans who knew that they would never see their favorite heroes like Captain America, Iron Man or Black Widow on the big screen ever again. But Marvel Studio already knew that, and they had a big plan in motion. They dropped multiple teasers and trailers in a row. Later, they released WandaVision, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and recently Loki, which was a massive hit on OTT. This made the talk in the town going about Marvel and its strategies to stay in the news. Meantime, they also released Black Widow on OTT and theaters, and that turned out to be a great success as expected. Later, they dropped teaser and trailers of their upcoming additions from Phase 4, Shang-Chi and The Eternals. I would say that these two were the least hyped Marvel movies and the fans did not really talk about them. Somewhere we were not ready for the change and kept going back to the Phase 3. Marvel dropped teasers over teasers of both of these movies and they could not create much of a buzz until the recent trailers where they revealed the villains. This one decision created a massive wave of excitement among Marvel fans, and just after the Marvel Studio released Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings, in the theaters on 3rd September 2021. Before I dive into the technical details of the movie and tell you guys if I like the movie or not, I have one word to say about this movie. Wow. This movie was of course produced by Marvel Studios and distributed by Walt Disney Motion Pictures. It's 25th film of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and an introduction of the Phase 4. The film is directed by Destin Daniel Cretton from a screenplay he wrote with Dave Callahan and Andrew Lanham from a story by Cretton and Callahan. The main star cast is Sima Liu as Shang-Chi, Awkwafina as Katie, Meng-Er Zhang as Xu Xialing, Fala Chen as Ying Li, Ben Kingsley as Trevor Slattery, and Tony Leung as Xu Wanwu. The movie has a total runtime of 132 minutes, and both Mandarin and English are used as languages as per the demand of the scene. The story starts with Xu Wanwu, who found 10 rings, a mystical weapon which gave him eternal life and great power, using which Xu Wanwu conquered many kingdoms and toppled governments throughout history. But there was no end to his greed for more power. In search for more power, he discovered a village, Ta Lo, which had several mystical beasts. He was stopped by the village guardian, Ying Li, who defeated him in one-on-one fight, but Xu Wanwu fell in love with Ying Li. Later, they had two kids, Shang-Chi and Xialing, that compelled Xu Wanwu to leave his conquest for power, and he started living a normal life. Due to some incident, he lost his wife, and that made him hungry for more power again. That leads to Shang-Chi and Xialing leaving their father for good and had their own life. After a few years, Xu Wanwu got a strong reason to resume his conquest for Ta Lo and ask for help from his children. If I say anything more than that, then I might reveal the entire story to you guys and we get all kind of abuses for spoiling your movie experience. But trust me guys, there is a lot more in this movie and I have just shared the outline with you. The movie keeps you hooked right from the very first scene and does not let the pace go any slower. The character introduction, dialogues, punchlines and the martial art fight scenes are top notch. Kudos to the costume designer who did such an amazing job designing costumes for each character, which enhanced their overall personality. All the fight scenes were choreographed beautifully and that keeps you on the edge of your seat while they are going. Marvel Studios is known for their cinematic experience and they did it again in this movie. There was a lot of funny scenes that are the trademark of Marvel movies and they made me laugh each time. The story will connect with the Phase 3 on several occasions and you will love the post-credit scene too. Just stay till the last slide. The entire star cast did a wonderful job and especially Xu Wanwu and Sima Liu. Both of them were completely convincing in their roles and you could feel the person of their characters they were playing out of them. I would give them full points for their acting and the passion they played the action scenes with. The rest of the cast did a good job too, stayed honest to their characters. Though I know the characters and story are based on comic books and I should leave my logical mind home before going for a movie, but I could not stop wondering a lot of things on several occasions. It was amazing how conveniently the hero finds his way through the ongoing battle. What gives a beaten up person the power boost to fight back with double energy? How people are convinced so easily when they meet for the first time, etc. However, this does not change the fact that I loved this movie, and I believe that this is the beginning of a new era in Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'll give 4.5 stars out of 5 to this movie and suggest each Marvel fan to give it a go. This is a must watch considering it is going to be a bridge between Phase 3 and Phase 4. Stay ready for a surprise and don't forget to stay seated till the post-credit scenes. Thank you so much guys. Thank you so much for listening.